Hey, I'm Joy Kaya, and I've enjoyed running my own business for over a decade. And I love talking about all things spirituality, metaphysics, leadership, business, and community building. My favorite part of my work is spending time with wildly ambitious soul-led entrepreneurs, visionaries, and change makers. And I want to share their magic with you too. So I've invited some of my favorite leaders, mentors, and business besties to share their wisdom with you. We talk all things self-development, business strategy, and what it takes to be in alignment mentally and emotionally so you can do the thing you were born to do. A bit about me, I am a soul-led entrepreneur, podcaster, mother of four, and the most grounded free spirit you will ever meet. A crystal-loving, boot-wearing lady who is unapologetic, wild, and raw. I am all for finding your passion and directing it into your purpose. And of course, doing it in style with sparkle and sass. I teach you here how to navigate the fun and the hard stuff around running a business, becoming a CEO, sharing your message, and making your impact. So get ready to learn, expand, and grow. This is the Wild Soul Academy podcast. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. So excited that you're here. And today, our topic, draw your boundaries in life and business. How does one do that? And we're going to be talking about it. So let's dive on in, shall we? I want to define what a boundary is before I share with you the five ways that I create boundaries in my life and business. To define boundaries is to understand that it is a personal job. And our boundaries are not really about someone else crossing them and invading our line that we set. It is actually important to have boundaries for yourself, to know what your set point is, to say to yourself, I'm going to set this intention, this is my boundary for me to maintain so that I am grounded and centered and have equilibrium in my life. If you start to think about your boundaries as not setting them because you don't want someone to wrong you or take advantage of you, but to actually understand that the boundaries are so you don't wrong yourself or take advantage of yourself. And let me give you a little bit more understanding around that. Something I've learned about me is that I will have a set point of where I think I should, how much time I should spend in my business, for example, like how many hours a week I should work. But you give me a day on the weekend where there's nothing going on and my kids are off doing their own thing, and you will find me in front of my computer working on the weekend. And yet, I committed years ago to not working weekends, and you'll find me doing that. Sound familiar? And it seems fine in the moment until I do it a couple more times. And in a 4-week period, I now have worked 3 of those 4 weeks, I have worked 6-day work weeks because I'm excited, because I want to. But what ultimately happens around day 30 and consistently doing that to myself is I hit burnout. And now I don't feel as creative. I'm not feeling as effective. I know I could show up bigger and bolder if I had given myself time to rest. Do you see what I've done there? I've set a goal for myself, and then I broke my own commitment to me, and ultimately the long-term effect is what we don't always see in the moment. And so it's very important that we have boundaries that we set for ourselves. I have a really fun exercise that I like to do. I like to take a journal and draw a circle, a big circle on a page. And I put a dot at the very center of the circle. That dot is me. I'm at the center, and everything inside of the circle is the world that I want to live in. It's the experiences that I want to have. And everything outside of that circle are the things that I want to be mindful of that I often tend to allow in my life that's not healthy. I like giving myself a few prompts, and I'll just journal this out. The first thing I'll ask myself is, what kinds of experiences do I want to have? And so you can write down what kind of experiences, like I want to travel. This summer, I want to go to Tennessee. I'm going to do a road trip with my kids and we're going to go to Yellowstone and Montana and Idaho and Wyoming. And we're just going to cruise about and just have a good old time. And that is experiences that I want to have. I want to go fishing. I want to go to the river often. I want to have a women's circle and just have a retreat weekend in July. And there's all these things that I want to bring in. So I'm going to bring those in. And then I'm going to look at the things that I want to make sure I'm being aware of. So I don't want to be a workaholic. I don't want to put in 6 and 7 day work weeks. So I got to go back to my 4 day work week, get back on track with that. That is what works really well for me. And I'm going to write that on the outside of the circle. And then after you do experiences, you're then going to ask how you want to feel. And so how do I want to feel? And what goes on the inside? You write that in. And then what do you not want to feel on the outside? And then the last area that I put in is who. Who do I want to surround myself? And then who do I not want to surround myself? Now, you may have specific names, or you just may have descriptors of people's personalities. You get to play with it. And it's really helpful for me to see it on paper, because then I kind of can't ignore what is my truth and what is important to me. So spend 15 minutes doing this exercise. It's really powerful. And today's episode will hopefully give you some additional fuel for thought, because ultimately what I'm going to share with you today are things that can actually go onto that journaling page when you do this boundaries exercise. So let's dive on in. Are you ready? My number one way of drawing a boundary in my life and business is, drumroll, my schedule. My schedule, where I spend my time. Being very aware of where my time goes is a very important element of this process for me. What do I mean by that? When I plan my quarter, my year, my month, my week, and my day, I'm asking myself, very first thing I ask is family and friends. I understand that, like me, you are probably someone who is very passionate about the work and the legacy they're leaving in the world. And that sometimes can be a real driving force in one's life. But don't forget who you're doing it for. You're doing it for you. You're doing it for the people you're serving. And you're doing it for your family and the people that you love. You want to make that your priority, making yourself and the family and the friends. That is your key. So the very first thing I do with my time and my schedule is I make sure that I have planned out my time with them. Fun truth, yesterday was my actual birthday and I made an error. I did not block out my calendar for my birthday. It was very interesting because I ended up having a couple of meetings yesterday. And there was a meeting that left me kind of perplexed. And I should have probably asked to move the day. And this would have been a more potent way to spend my time. I have no regrets. I was totally fine with it. My birthday fell in the middle of the week. It wasn't a big deal. But this is something that if I would have been more aware, I would have made sure that that was already blocked out. That day would have never been a day where I worked. I would have just given myself more freedom to play and explore and do something fun. Again, I give myself grace, but I also challenge myself to make sure that my schedule and that my time is a priority. How do we do that? So we set up our time, we block that out with our friends and family, and then we start to ask, what's essential in my business, in my work? How many hours a day do I really need to be working? And how many days a week do I need to really be working? The more clear I become around my boundary in this area, the more success comes my way. And you may think, well, that's opposite. Don't we have to work hard to be successful? And the opposite is true. The higher I get in my salary, in my revenue, in my business, ironically, is it equals the less time that I work. When I put less hours in, but I'm more clear and potent when I do work, I'm actually creating more leverage and catapulting in my business. It's such an interesting way for us to look at it. I know it's a new mindset, but I want to challenge you to approach it this way. Also, I recognize with my time and my schedule, what puts me in my zone of genius? What really activates me? And then I leverage, I delegate what does not, or I just get rid of it altogether. I get very, very potent, very, very clear, and I get back to my 4-day work weeks, which make me feel really good. And I watch my income increase. It's really amazing. All right, that's our number one, your schedule and your time. Where are you spending it? What is your boundary around that? What does it look like? All right, number two, who you spend your time with. Who you spend your time with is going to be a very important question that you ask yourself. Start to investigate. Look at where you've spent your time in the past month. How do you feel energetically? Who elevated you? And then who brought you down? We want to make sure that we surround ourselves with mentors and peers that support us and challenge us. And we want to look at how much time we're spending with our family, making sure that we're there, making sure we are really leaving our love legacy with those that we love. And then in business, becoming very aware with who you work with. Not every client is a yes. You start to ask yourself harder questions when it comes to who do you spend your time with? Who are you working with? Are they lighting you up? And I know for me and my business, I don't want to just collect a paycheck. I want to feel really alive and awakened around who I work with, because that brings aliveness to me. And I get very, very clear on how many hours I spend with my private clients and with my group clients, my group coaching programs. I'm very, very clear. I'm only actually working about 10 hours a week with the private clients and the group coaching. And then I'm spending maybe about another 20 hours-ish. I say ish because some of it is, you know, me getting coaching, me having mentoring, right? But I'm spending about another 20 hours in my business working on the visioning and creating content for those group programs, for those private clients. So really getting clear on who you're spending your time with is going to be a really important element. And it applies to our first boundary, which is our time and our schedule. All right, so that's number two, who we work with and who we spend our time with. All right, number three, getting really clear on how we are quantifying our worth. How do we quantify our worth? And a couple of things. So we can look at business and talk about money. So we can say, how much do you charge for your services? We want to make sure that we are charging our worth, that we're not hurting ourselves there. And then the other piece of that is, how much time do you need to spend with friends and family in a way that makes you feel like, oh, I'm being a good friend, or I'm being a good sister or daughter or mom? You know, you get to fill in the blank. But it's the quality, not the quantity. Being really aware of that, making sure everything is very energy rich. Number three is understanding, how do I quantify my worth when it comes to my pricing, getting paid on time, that's part of it. And that quality of time and connection that we're spending, how am I quantifying that? And so it's time for you maybe to look at that in a deeper way. We fall into this trap of, I've got to give and give and give and give so that I feel like I'm worth what you're giving me in return. Oftentimes, we are overgiving to a fault, and that dilutes our energy. So we want to make sure those boundaries are really clear. I'm available to help out. Oh, you need help moving? I'm available for 3 hours Saturday morning. I can come over and help you in that way. I can help you clean the kitchen. I can help you unpack some boxes or whatever it may be, but getting really clear on what you truly can do and then showing up joyful and full And same thing with price. When you tell a client that your package is $1,000 for a 6-month membership, does that feel like the energy exchange is going to be aligned, to be balanced? Or does a $10,000 price point for a 6-month mentorship feel, or membership feel, a little bit more aligned? So it's all about figuring out what is your yes and what really is your no, and you quantifying your worth. Number 4, getting really clear on who has access to me. Something that social media has brought to all of us is a very busy inbox. Facebook, for example, Messenger, I get messages randomly all of the time. My email box, I get random messages all of the time. People wanting to connect, people wanting to collaborate, people wanting to partner. And I love it. I absolutely love it. But I have to be very strategic with who receives my energy and time. We only have so much of it, like we were talking about with number 1. So getting very, very clear, and even having someone help you filter through some of those messages so you're not the one going through all of them. Now, of course, you have relationships that are already built, and I'm not saying have someone respond, have your assistant respond to your best friend. No, but get really clear, have a process, and put a system in place so that you are supported in ensuring that your energy isn't spread out a million directions, and that your energy is potent and direct and clear, and it's creating that fluidity that you seek. Also know that a sacred no is as beautiful as a sacred yes. You do not need to say yes to every opportunity that comes your way. And I had to learn that lesson early on this year. I had some collaborations that really were just ultimately not in my alignment. And one of them, I fulfilled the commitment, but ultimately it wasn't really a win for me. And then the other ultimately had to back out of the project, which was really hard to do, but there was something really wrong and out of my alignment. And I could not see making that commitment with everything else in my business and in my life. And so I had to bow out gracefully. It was not pretty and the response was not great, but I am still true to me. And I know that that sacred no was the best thing I could have done for my energy, my time, and all of the other things that I find very important. And I'm going to invite you to do the same. And this could be in your personal life as well. Relationships that are toxic, relationships that just don't seem like they are a two-way street. It's really hard to end a friendship per se. Like, I'm not saying to go around and end friendships. That's definitely not my point. But I do think it's important to allow yourself to drift away a little if there's a relationship that just feels toxic. Yeah? All right. Number 5 is to remember your vision for your life. Remember the legacy that you're here to make and honor it. Honor it day in and day out. It's so key to stay focused and intentional and clear on what you want for your life. We must honor the life that we are creating and crafting. And so it kind of ties back to who gets access to you. Who do you want to spend your time with? Who supports those dreams? Who celebrates you in a wholehearted way? Who receives you celebrating them? Getting really clear on your vision, going back to this point, we really want to make sure that we know where we want to go. We know where our legacy is getting the greatest impact, and we're continuing to do that day in and day out. Every decision that I make is going through my vision filter, my vision lens. I look at it from different perspectives. I look at it from a growth mindset. Maybe this is something new, a new opportunity, and I'm going to explore the possibility of that. And maybe it's a yes. Maybe it comes down to something that you've done before that kind of worked. And do I want to go it again? Do I want to try it again? Let's say that's for your business. On a personal level, going on vacation with friends, spending time with them, is that going to fill your cup? Does that align with the vision of your life? I'm hoping it does. I hope you have friends like that. But if you have friends who are toxic in nature and love to gossip, and it's going to lower your vibration, or you're going to end up being the counselor and the therapist in the group for the whole vacation, is that really what you want to do? Is there a better way to fill your cup? Again, we really want to get very, very clear around what we want and making sure that our life is surrounded by it. And that's what boundaries are really about. It's not about others. We love others. It's absolutely their prerogative to live their life the way they want. Our job is to live our life the way we want. And we are very fortunate to live in a world where we are free and we have potential and choices that we get to make each and every day. We want to honor that. We want to honor ourselves. So I hope that this helps you draw the boundaries in your life and in your business and allows you some space to explore that. So again, I'm going to encourage you to write out this boundary exercise. And for fun, I will leave you a link in the show notes so you actually can get your own copy and go through the process. It is a wonderful one. I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank you so, so much for joining me once again. And I hope you have a beautiful, blessed day. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the podcast. I would love to connect with you deeper. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, all at Joy Kaya. Also, you can go to the website at joykaya.com and learn about all of the things that I am out there doing and being in the world. And I want to invite you to go and be and do in the world. Leave your love legacy. You have a gift and an impact to share, and I want you to do it each and every day. Thank you, and until next time.